Create Art Podcast. Project. National Poetry Writing Month 2024, Day 21. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So it's April of 2024 as I record this, which means it's National Poetry Writing Month. And what does that mean to you? Well, this month I'll be doing an episode each and every day and talking about the National Poetry Writing Month and reading off my poems that I create for it for you. Now, I've been doing National Poetry Writing Month for a number of years, but this is the fifth year in a row that this podcast has taken a time out from their regularly scheduled episodes and participated in this worthwhile endeavor. Now, you're probably asking yourself, well, what is National Poetry Writing Month? Well, it was created many, many years ago, and what it does is it brings poetry to the forefront. Instead of, you know, sitting in the poetry corner in our English classes in high school, it's brought to the forefront, and people are exposed to the power of poetry, and poets, people that already write poetry, can help build a community around them, which, as all artists, we need to have a good community around us. Now, you may be thinking, well, how can I participate in National Poetry Writing Month? Well, you can go, there's a website dedicated to it. It's napowrimo.net. That's napowrimo.net. You don't have to write that down. Keep on driving or keep on mowing your lawn, whatever you're doing while you're listening to this. And the link will be in the show notes. But what happens there is they give you a prompt each and every day during the month of April, and it's optional if you want to do it or not, and that's another reason why I really like it. You can follow the prompt, and in the comment section there, you can put your poem there if you would like, or a link to your website. What I do is I put a link to the podcast episode that corresponds with that day. So what does that do for me? Well, I get exposed to other poets that I may not have ever had the opportunity to meet. So we get to meet once a year virtually in a comment section of a website, which, you know, we're living here in 2024 and you build community in whatever way you can. And that's how I build my community. So, you know, you can do that if you want to. Don't have to. It's not a requirement. But at the end of the 30 days, you should have 30 poems, and that's quite an accomplishment. Some people never write 30 poems in their entire lifetime. Me, I've been doing it for, gosh, I don't know how many years now, and I remember back when I first really got into it, about 2008, 2009, I dedicated a whole book, my third published book, poetry book, to National Poetry Writing Month, because I decided to do two poems a day for 30 days. There's a couple of reasons why I really like National Poetry Writing Month and napowrimo.net. It's because nobody is going to ding me for missing a day, which I have this year. I have MS, multiple sclerosis, relapsing, remitting variety, and it really zaps my strength sometimes. So, you know, I work a full-time job. I do this podcast. I do two other podcasts. I'm a husband, a dad, an uncle, and I do other things throughout my community. So, yeah, I'm a little bit of a busy guy. But if I miss a day or two, it's not a problem. Nobody has tapped me on the shoulder and going, "Hey, Tim, you messed up. You failed." The other thing I really like about it is when you're reading through the prompts, if you don't like the prompt, choose a different prompt or write something completely off prompt. Again, nobody's going to tap you on the shoulder and say, "Nope, that's no good. Can't do that. Doesn't count." If you miss a day entirely and you don't make it up, that's okay too. It's not a problem. You can go ahead and just press on with what you're doing. For me, the day I'm recording this on is April the 24th, but this is for April the 21st. So I'm catching up a little bit here, and I'm fine with that. You know, my goal is to get 30 poems in 30 days. I could do all 30 poems in one day, which would be really, really tough. But, you know, if I miss a day, I try to make it up. That's how I go about doing it. So let's get started on what the prompt is for today. Well, for the 21st anyways. The challenge is to write a poem that repeats or focuses on a single color. Some examples are Diane Wachowski's Blue Monday, or Walter de la Mare's Silver, or Dorothea Lasky's Red Rum. Ooh, Red Rum. Links to those poems are in the show notes if you want to check them out for yourself. My submission is called The Color of High School. And it goes a little something like this. I remember the scene shop in the theater where other students were tagging the walls with brush. I was blasting out UB40's Red Red Wine. I'd sing that song till my throat turned red, feeling the words touch my soul every time, filling me with hope that I would find a love worthy of that song, drinking the apple wine night train with its dark red label. When at my lowest points, I'd scrawl on my notebooks our mascot, the Jayhawk, with a gun pointed at his head, and the pale blood of loneliness and teen angst splattered against an indicated wall. No one saw these depictions, which is probably for the best. The walls of some of the hallways glowed when we lost power. A high school built initially to be a prison had few windows. At least that's how the story went. The stoners and the underground kids flicked their lighters, and we found our way to the blazing exit signs that always had power, the crimson letters guiding us to safety. At the D door, where smoking was tolerated, I'd see teachers and students monkey fuck each other to light their cancer sticks and cowboy killers, and the rhythmic dull red glow of the embers matched their breathing. My high school was a vampire's paradise. Gym uniforms, sport uniforms, the carpeted red triangle all reflected their devilish desire for blood. There was blood at every fight. There was blood on the hands of every bully. There was blood every month from the girls who were having their first menstruation. There was dried blood on the suicide kids' cuts and scars. There was blood on the M80s I lit and flushed down the toilet. All right, so that is today's submission for National Poetry Writing Month. I definitely want to thank you for listening in as I read this poem, or if you're reading along, that's perfectly fine too. My goal this year is to go ahead and look through the last 5 years that this podcast has been participating in NaPoWriMo and create a book of the best poems in the past 5 years and then put it out later this year. So if you have a favorite that you would like to see in that book, let me know about it, and we'll see if we can put that in the book. Speaking about reaching out to me and how you could do that, you could email me, timothy@createartpodcast.com. And there you could give me your ideas for things you would like me to talk about. If you'd like to appear on the show or tell me what's going on in your area, or if you're participating in NaPoWriMo and you would like to send me your poem for me to read it, I'd be happy to go ahead and do that. Just give me that email and let's start up that conversation. I also really enjoy critiques of the show. So if there's something you want to hear more of or something you want to hear less of or anything along those lines, I'd really appreciate your help in making this a 5-star podcast that you feel that you can share with friends. And hey, if you already feel it's a 5-star podcast that you can share with friends, then hit that little share button on your podcast app of choice and go ahead and share it with all your friends. I really appreciate that. And I honestly think the best way to find new podcasts is through recommendations from friends. Speaking about recommending podcasts, I run another podcast called Find a Podcast About. You can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. And what I do there is I listen to other podcasts and bring back the ones that I really like and I think that you would really like, and I review it for you. A lot of times I'll have on the host of that podcast to talk about their inspiration, talk about behind-the-scenes stuff, talk about what they're going to be doing in the future. It's all meant for you. So that way you can find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmart the algorithm. So check out that podcast when you get a chance. I'd really appreciate that. All right, it's that time in the show where I let you get on with your day. I've got some catching up to do on National Poetry Writing Month today, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. But again, I do want to thank you for listening in on this show here today. And so go out there. Tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. Write a poem or three like I'm going to do today. go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.